Zog the Mishnah daf zayin omer aleph. Moise shvuyim le shvuyim.
If you have leftover money that you collected for pidyon shvuyim, Moise shvuyim. So you have leftover money for shvuyim, so the din is le shvuyim. It has to go now. Can't just be kept for yourself. It has to go le shvuyim. That means for other people that are in captivity, that is a mitzvah pidyon shvuyim. However, Moise shavui. If you collected money for a specific person that has to be taken out of Pinyin Shvuyim, and you have leftover money, you raise more than what's necessary, so it goes to him. Now, even though he's already taken out of captivity, and it's not necessary anymore, it's extra money, but it goes to him. It was collected for him, it goes to him, and it can't be taken away from him. So that's something that was given al Daskein, so mainly it goes to him. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Moise aniyim. If they raise money for aniyim, whatever the mitzvah of demich sorgam is for the general pot of tzedakah, so laniyim. Even though you thought you had a specific amount you're giving to, but not necessarily with specific intention to specific people, but it's moise aniyim, you have left over for this kupa, so then you give it over to the aniyim for the future. However, moise oni, the same din, if you collect it for a specific oni, so it goes again, la'oisa oni. It can't just go back to the people. It's la'oisa oni. Al daskein, they gave it. Once you gave tzedakah, there's no backtracking.
It's the same concept when you're collecting for chasim and you run over.
Correct. So if you collect it for kupas chasanim, so it remains for kupas chasanim. But if you collect it for a specific individual, that will be like moisa aniyim, the same category. They're not. They don't need it now, but it goes la'oisa oni.
So
you're asking L'chaira, he's not anymore an Oni.
He just won the lottery.
So what does he need it for right now? L'chaira is already has Masayim Zuz. So what's the Mokum S'chus? So the Chiddush is that he was already Zoich in the Mois. It's like Hilchas Chayish Mishpat. It's my Mois.
You gave it Al-Das Ani.
Correct. But when they gave it to the Gizbar, they gave it to him. It was given to him. Al Daskein, they gave it to him. Now, so we're referring to that. He's not an Oni. Even though theoretically there's no difference not being Oni or being a millionaire. It's the same thing. He's not an Oni.
He's not a Shovi anymore.
But Lemaisi, in Hilchas Chayish Mishpat, it was his. They gave it to him. So he's coined it. Moisa HaMesim. Here goes an interesting din. Moisa HaMesim means, let's say they raise money for the general Mesim that need Tachrichim or need the Levaya, all that's necessary. But they didn't specify which Mesim. So then it goes, the Mesim. It goes for the general Chevek Kedisha, for Mesim, not to charge people an arm and a leg, but to give it from the Kupa that they have for Mesim that can't afford to pay for the Levaya. However, Moisa HaMeis, if you have leftover money that you raised for a specific Mes for his Levaya, so here comes a Chiddush, Le Yarshav. It goes to the Yarshim. Now, what does it mean it goes to the Yarshim? It goes to the Yarshim means that it's for them to keep. No shaykhas to Misa, no shaykhas to Tachrichim, no shaykhas to anything that's relevant to the Levaya. So there's a few ways of understanding this in the Mefarshim. Either the pshat is that the mace was actually zoicha in it. Now, how could a mace be zoicha? We know that a mace is not alive. Potem in HaMitzvahs. He doesn't have anything anymore. So what do you mean he's zoichin it? How is there a schus that he has?
The Yarshim,
they get it afterwards. That's the din of the Mishnah. But it was never given to the Yarshim. It was given for the mace. So Bishlam Abayan Oni, he was zoichin it. Hilchas Chayish Mishpat. I'm alive. It's mine. Even though now I'm not an Oni. Or Bishlam for the other Shvuyim, I'm not a Shavui. But it was given to me. So I get it. But by a mace, how am I the ability to have it that it's mine to be makhlit to the Yarshim? So some say the pshat is that when they were, the Rogachov says that when they were goyver for the mesim, avada they never makhlit to the mace. The mace ain't no kinyan. The pshat is the makne to the Yarshim mitchila, and they should take care of the levaya. It was always given to them. It's like yana oni, like my person. So the Yarshim always had it. What was necessary for the tachrichim and the kvura, they utilized, and the rest is theirs because what's given to them, Mirz Chayish Mishpat. That's one way. Rabbi Cholin and Kovit Shurim has it's hard to say that there is a Kenyan in the mace letzorich the things that are necessary for him, since he it's his levaya, and he's going through the bizyonis after all. The bizyonis and bizyonis. He's not alive, but they're raising money for him and he's using his name. So mele, there's a kinyan that he has, and the mele even atkerei kach that he can be moirishit. Much bigger chiddush, of course, because he's not alive.
Yeah. But can he do it?
Another pshat is that they want to say the Merach HaZerua that Avada the mace has no kinyan. There's no schi in the mace, but the noisnim gave it that we're giving it to the mace whatever the mace would have want with this money, and he would want that it should go for his children. Even the additional money after the tachrichim. So, many of the three avonas in why it goes to the yoshim. What were you saying?
I was saying that can't they do the pre, like people have pre.
If it's taka, if it was raised when he was alive, then the whole kasha on the start, you're right. Then he's like any oni that this chilchus kasha mishpat was given to him. So now it's pre arrangements that you have, it's mine. And now what's used for the tachrichim is tachrichim, the rest of the yoshim. That's true. Then it's regular Yerusha. But here it seems that seemingly they're learning that it was collected for him after he died. So now it's tzarech for the mace, for this specific mace. So now it's, what's the havana that attacker goes to the Yashim? Either it was always for the Yashim, or that he has a kinyan for the Yashim, or pshat is they're doing it, aldas, the noisim are giving aldas what the mace would have want. Zog the Mishnah Vayter, the Meya Oimer, Moisa HaMeis, Yehemunachat Shiovel Yo. That means, are we taka with mesupak? What is the din by the Moisa HaMeis? Either the pshat is that it should not be given to the Yoshim, or maybe you should utilize it for it's a stone for the stone. In a chanami, there's always more things you can do for the mace. You can always add things to the matzeva. You can make a nicer matzeva. They collected for what they thought was necessary, but there's always more things you can do. You can make a yard side suda. The things you can do for the mace. So there's a suffix in Chosha Mishpat over here. Who does it go to? Does it go to the Yoshim? Or does it go to the mace? So it's Munach HaTshiyov Leyo. It's a regular suffix. Now usually by a suffix in Chosha Mishpat, you can make maybe you can make a chaluk over here. It doesn't seem like you're doing that. Ramey says, Munach HaTshiyov Leyo. I guess there's no baldin over here that can taina. So Mele, it's Munach HaTshiyov Leyo. Zog die Gemara. Reb Nosson Oimer. Reb Nosson Taka. This is about Pluk to Remeya. Reb Nosson says, any Moisa Meis is born in Loi Nefesh. Nefesh means a tzion, a matzeva. Born meaning an additional matzeva. Or does he have a simple one, make a nicer one. Or maybe he doesn't have any. He has just a slack of stone. So you can write it with his name and everything and make a zikorn for him. Reb Nosson Oimer Moisa Meis born in Loi Nefesh. You build his tzion. Al Kivra in his caver. So that is the machlokes. The mayor is mesupak. It's either going for the moisa meis for the tzion or for the yoshim. So it's munachat shiyav liyo.
He's arguing on the Tanakama. Reb Meir is arguing on the Tanakama.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
But and in Reb Meir itself is machlokes. Reb Meir and Reb Nosson. What do you do with the leftover? Tanakama says it goes to the yoshim. Reb Meir and Reb Nosson argue: does it go to the matzeva, or since it's mesupak, if it goes to the yoshim matzeva, so it's munachat shiyav liyo. Zok the Gemara. Oh, so now, what's the pshat that this wasn't part of the original collection, this matzeva? So Rav Moshe in Tshuvas writes that when you raise money for a mace, you raise for the things that are necessary, the minimal. This, what we're talking about over here, is not that minimal. It's not the pshat we didn't think of it. That wasn't part of the collection. So Mamela, that's why it's only afterwards, als Moshe. So now the question is what you do with it. Could you use life for that? Zog di Gemara. What did you say?
Halvos hames. He'll let you learn shir. Halvos hames. The matzeva actually not part of the halvos hames mitzvah.
The levoyas hames. So Rav Moshe says because the reason why this matzeva is not part of the original connection is because these are not things that are the minimal that would prevent the bizayin hames, like you're saying. The Levayas HaMeis. That's the Bizoyin HaMeis. No one comes to us. Meis Mitzvah. There's no one here. Take care of him. That's the Bizoyin that you have to take care of. The Matzeva, that's already something that's the children of Mechuyev. What did you say? No, so there is a chiv to make a slab. Yeah, but here we're talking about something else. You're right. Here we're not talking about a tziyun al keva. We're talking about the tziyun, we're talking about a nice stone with his name and a whole nusach. That's an additional thing. Zakti Gemara.
Where did the money come from? Yarshim?
If no one collected the Yarshim, I'm chuyuv, yeah. Govuloi. Zakti Gemara. Govuloi. Meaning, if let's say they raise money for a mace, thinking that he needs tachrichim and he needs this help. B'cheska she'ein loy, assuming that he doesn't have the ability to afford it. V'nimtza she'esh loy, and he has it. So it was never given with the right intention. It was given like shtickle b'toz. It's like hektish b'toz. Zog demol rabbi yom yisovar, meymar, meaning, I would say, moysra meis le'yoshov, that even this money is nichlal in the din moysra meis. Because when we say moysra meis le'yoshov, the mace needed $1,000, X amount, $5,000. And we raised $11,000. So now it's a din of once we gave, so the rest also goes. But maybe when he didn't need it in the first place, so maybe over here it doesn't go to Yarshov. It's not the pshat. He needed a certain amount and his extra, give that to him. He was of the opinion that what? That even in such a case, Moisa Meis Yarshov. Even in such a case, it's Nichlal Moisa Meis. Zog the Gemara, Omer le'Rav Idi, the Chutra, if Idi told Rabbi Yirmiya, Hagah ba'atzmecha, think about it. Meaning, there's no raya to the case in the Mishnah. The lekivnu elalei, meaning, they only intended to give to the mace, not to the Yorshim. So since it was this bar, that what? That it's nothing is going to the mace, and the Yorshim are getting everything, avada, that on daskein, they never gave it. So you have to give it back to the person that donated it. It's mamash atos. It's mekach tos. Bishleim in the Mishnah, it says, Moisa Meis Yoshev. Over there, pshat is, we raised money for the maize. The maize needed it. It was talking necessary. And part of it went to him. So now, they say, okay, let it go to the Yoshim. But when there was never a necessity to raise money for him, so then there was never intent to give stamp to the Yoshim. We're not stamp giving Yoshim. So may I let you go back. Omalei, so Rabbi Yirmiya said back to Ravidi, Ano loy amris, I only said, this different, at menos, meaning, you don't know what the reason why I said this din. Meaning, he basically argues on the svara that he told him back. Meaning, you're already making an assumption that this is what it's based on. I didn't tell you my reason. But upon him, that's what is the, he's telling him that he's arguing on his svara. To make this chilek. You don't make this differentiation. Zog demar Tony b'shem Reb Nosson. Mois rameis. Yibonu loy nefesh al kivroi. Correct. They're arguing this svara. Do you say that once you're giving, that's when the din goes to the Yoshim? Or do you say, no, even if nothing goes to the mace, we don't make this chilek. Once they collect it, it doesn't go back. Meaning, this is goof for the shakla v'tayir. Rabbi Yirmiya was sova meimai, he was mesupik in these two tzedodim. Rav Idi held for a dova poshet. So Rabbi Yirmiya is telling him, anon loy imres at menoloch, meaning I was misupik in these two tzedodim. What's pshat in this nesin over here? And you're saying for dova poshet menoloch that it's like that?
You want to give it to him. I think he found that guy's a millionaire. He had $1 million in cash on his pillow. And he still wants to give it to him. But is there even a mekach place to share that's chal?
No. So the question is like this:
$10, you pull that $100 by accident.
Right. Over here, that wasn't a mechatoris over here. Here, pshat is, they thought that he needed it. They gave it to him. So there was a gemiras das, they're giving it to him. Now, he was mesupuk when he said that Hagah Ba'atzmecha, when he said his din, Sova Meimer was only a suffix. That's how the Mepharshim learned. He, Malmaisa, held that it doesn't go back. Just the Rav Idi told him back that there is a difference. So he held that there isn't a difference. What's the svara that he held? He held it was a gemiras das that you have when you're giving to someone, even though the mice at the end it wasn't necessary.
They both agreed if there's a toys, so the
toys. If it would be a toys, it would not be chal. But the question is, does the noiser consider this a toys when he already has tachrichim? You're asking, why is it different than any time when you're raising money for someone? I mean, it could be the same thing with an oni. The guy's not an oni. You made a mistake. What do you mean? I'm giving it. So by the Gemara before, when you give extra, this svara applies. Once I'm giving, I don't care. But the maisa, it's a dakas to kechilik, because today he's, like you said, he won a lottery. So me, I'm a chavin also to give. He doesn't need it. I was coming to give. Zogt gemorge Tony b'shem Reb Nosson Moisra meis yibon eloi nefesh. The Mishnah said that according to Reb Nosson, that if you raise for a specific meis, so any extra money does not go to the Yoshim, but rather you build an additional matzeva. There's other things you can do. You can add all types of ziluf, all types of perfumes that it shouldn't smell, even by the levaya, things that are not muchach to do. Ziluf agam mitosoi for reaktoiv.
I've never seen that though.
Yeah, in the olden days they didn't have refrigeration. There was no morgue. There was no so it was there was ziluf that they needed. Zog di gemara. If you raise money for a specific oni, we said, or if you give money for a specific shavui, then it has to go for him. Zog mal toni, ein podin shavui b'shavui. If you raise money for a specific shavui, so then you can't now use that money for a different shavui. Even though you have another shavui, but besides you raise for a specific one, it doesn't make a difference who the second shavui is. It could be a gol ador. You can't take money from one shavui to another. Ve'ein govin talis b'talis. If let's say you raise money for a specific cloak to buy this person, this oni, you can't suddenly decide, let me change my mind and get him something else. This is what you raised for. No, we're talking about he needs it. The question is, could you decide now to change? If you put up a sign, I'm raising money to buy him, he doesn't have any Shabbos clothing. And you don't buy Shabbos clothing, you end up buying him breakfast. Or you're buying him clothing for the weekday. So you can't do that. Ve'ein memachin biyad panosim lekach. However, we're not moicha for the gizbar tzedaka. This is halach lemaisa. The gabay tzedaka, we're not memachin. That means we're not moicha. And if he does decide to change, and he decides to utilize the money that was raised for A, for the same person, but for a different tzarech, ein memachin biyodoi. So now, this is totally in the understanding, the gemil's das, of the tormim, they give it for the gabay tzedaka. That's really what they're giving. They're giving it for the Gabbai Tzedakah, for him to understand this is his field, and he can decide what to do with it. That's what we pass in the Maisa in Yoredei Reish Nun Gimel, that the Gabbai Tzedakah could be Shana Mitzedakah Litzedakah. I raised money for Aniyim for Yontif, and I decided to give it them for different Tzarech that they need, for a Tzarech Kala.
You allowed to do that?
The Gabbai Tzedakah Eimah Machem B'Yodri, correct. Zog the Maot Tonic Abshim and Gamli Loimel. Ein Oisin Nefosh Litzadikim. We don't stamp build buildings over mausoleums, over building, over tzadikim's kvorim. Why? But rather, Divreim Hein Hein Dechoinom. Divreim Hein Dechoinom, their words, you say over their Torah, that is their memory. Not the Matzeva, the building, the massive. We don't find massive Matzevas. Yes, we find the Schois, but that's for us. For us to know who they are. But for them, they don't need the big matzeva. They need, you say, divrei mein zechonim. That is the biggest zechon you can do. Zog demor the following maisa. Reb Yochanan have a mas mikva ozel. Reb Yochanan was leaning on Reb Chia ba Abba. Va ozel ol al Reb Chia ba Abba. Reb Yochanan was walking, leaning on Reb Chia ba Abba. Va hoi Reb Eliezer chomelei umimtalei. Mikamei. Reb Eliezer was the Talmud of Reb Yochanan. He saw him coming, so he hid. You know, he didn't want to see Reb Yochanan. He didn't want to speak to him. He didn't want to greet him. He didn't want to be in front of him. He had years of covet from him. For Omar, and he said, "Halin tarte milayu, the hadim bavloi ovid bay." So Rabbi Yochanan said, "These two things that this Babylonian, meaning Rabbi Yochanan, did, is a zilzal. Halin tarte milayu, hadim bavloi ovid bay, is a zilzal." I'm sorry, Rabbi Loza, not. Rabbi Yochanan was the Rebbe. Rabbi Loza was the Bavli, the Bavloi. These two things that Rabbi Loza and the Bavloi did is a zilzal to me, his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan. What are the two things? Chared de loy shol b'shloima. He wasn't shol b'shloim rabbi. He should have been shol b'shloim rabbi. Shalom lecha Rebbe. In a kovidik way, not stam, but in a kovidik way. And tzveitens v'chared de mitmar. He's hiding from me. That's another zilzal. It's an additional zilzal. Even greater. Avoiding me. I'm not ready to greet me, so he's hiding. Omer Rabbi Yanka Ba'idi. So Rabbi Yanka Ba'idi told Rabbi Yochanan to mefais him about Rabbi Eliezer. He told him, "Kach nehigin gabhun." That's the minigin bovel. Don't take it personal. Someone who is younger, someone who is less, doesn't just go greet someone that's older because of yiras hakovet. So that, and now why is he hiding? The inu nahagim kaimen. That's how they noyeg and they learn up the pasuk in Iyov. Ra'uni na'orim v'nechbu v'yeshishim komu omdu. Meaning the younger ones are hiding because of the moira that they have for the old, for the skenim. So that's why he's hiding. And the skenim stand up. L'chvoidoi. Zog the Gemara. So Rabbi Yanka Ba'idi saw that Rabbi Yochanan was not nispayas, even though he tried to convince him that the Eliezer did not mean this personal. So he told him, Om Alei, he told him, Ma'u le'mevet kame da'adugat salme. Meaning he tried to change the subject. Maybe he'll get his mind distracted from this situation that he was in. So he tried to change the subject. He told him, asked him the following question. And that's how he tried to convince him. Is a person allowed to walk in front of a, this is what we talked about Shabbos HaGold, Rosh. You have to close your nose when you're walking through a bakery, a Goyish bakery that's baking chometz on Pesach. So he says, Ma'u lad me'evet kamel adugat salmo. Is a person allowed to walk in front of a tzelem of Avodah Zarah? The name of the tzelem is called Adura. Omar Leisa B'yechon said, Ma'at polig le'yikar. Why are you giving cover to the tzelem that you don't want to walk there? Walk by and defy the tzelem. That's the biggest way of being mevaz the tzelem. Don't be fearful of it. You're being misyor from it. Avur kamoy v'same eina. Faket. Go in front of him and close your eyes. Like I said, shut your nose when you walk by the chometz. Like the Chochmas Sodom says. Omar lei. Now look at, we said there's a Rosh and Ran. You can be mekelon that it's psikresha. Even by psikresha, by hano. Omar lei. So Rabbi Yankov by Idi told Rabbi Yechanon, if that's the case, that not passing by him is a siman of Moira, so Yos Rabbi Eliezer Ovid, the Ovid Kamoch. So now I understand where Rabbi Eliezer did not pass by you. Why here? Because of Yira. You yourself said that why you're showing Yira from him and not showing up. Walk by him and ignore him and close your eyes. So that means Yira would mean the opposite. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer is doing to you. Moira Rabcha. Zog the Gemara. Rabbi Yechanan had additional tainus in Rabbi Eliezer. He wasn't appeased. Va'oid Ovid ha-bavloi, an additional chisaron the bavloi did, the la'om ha-shmaitzim ishmei. Meaning, he said over halacha, but not in my name. He said it's tam. I'm akpid the fact that he didn't say dover b'shem omroi. And that's the hemshach of the Gemara before, divreim heim zechoyno. Nichnusu lefonov, so the other amaroim, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi, came in front of Rabbi Eliezer to mefais him. Omuloy, they told him, Rabbi, kachoy ma'aser v'es ha-knesset shal tasayim. There was a story that took place in the Bismarck of Tassayim. There were those that made copper, that they were done in the halacha of a nagar sheish b'goy sheglustra. A nagar is like a doorknob. We had it in Gemara Shabbos. A nagar is like a knob that has a tip on it, a glustra, that you can really use to crush, let's say, nuts. But at the same time, it's a minnow. It's a lock. You can be koitish, but it's a minnow also. Shenech lekudu machloikas, zog demol dav zayin amit beis. Shenech leku, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, there was a big machlokes of Leder and Rabbi Yossi. They were arguing about Hilchas Tiltil, if it's muktzah or not. And because of this great argument, they actually tore a Sefer Torah. They were pulling the Sefer Torah back and forth to try to bring proofs, riots from the Torah. In the anger. It doesn't mean that they actually tore a Sefer Torah, but rather Elisha Nikra Sefer Torah, like I said. Not that they went and tore a Sefer Torah out of anger. There was Nikra because they were arguing in the Sugya. Zog the Gemara, V'hoya Shom, and they continued the Maisa. V'hoya Shom Zog in Echad, there was an older person there, that what? V'Rab Yossi Ben Kis Meshmoy. Omar, T'mahanim lo ya'ave Beis HaKnesses Beis HaVed Izorah. Because of the Bizoin that took place in this place, this Beis HaKnesses, I won't be surprised and shocked if it turned into a Beis HaVed Izorah. And Taka, that's what happened. So what is the purpose of them telling this to him? From here we see that don't get angry. You're being angry at your Talmud, Rabbi Eliezer, for your hiding from you, not saying Dvash Shmur Mipicha. Look what Kaz can cause. Ended up being a base of the Zogah. Zog the Gemara, after they tried to mefais him with this, Chozar, so Rabbi Yechon, Taka retracted from his Kaz. Faket, no. First the Gemara says he became more angry. V'chozar v'omar hakadein michavrei, meaning, are you comparing Rabbi Eliezer, my Talmud, to a machloikas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi, which were chaverim, Talmid Chachomim, on the same par? They were, what's the connection one to another? meaning I am allowed to be angry on my Talmud. But these are two Talmud Chachamim. What are they being angry on one another? That Atke Rekach, they're tearing the Sefer Torah. As a Talmud, I'm allowed to be angry at him. Kavanat Torah. He didn't say Dvash Mu Bipi. He wanted him to say Bipi. So it should be for the loss of Lava Yoso. It should remain in his name. Zog Digmara, Nichlas the fun of Reb Yankab Eidi. Again, Reb Yankab Eidi came to Mephais, Reb Yechanan. Omalei, Reb Yankab said, Ksiv, Kasha Tziv Hashem is Moshe Avdu, Ken Tziv Moshe Yeshua. Meaning, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu was Mitzav Yeshua, he did. And it says, V'chein Osi Yeshua. And he didn't change anything from Moshe Rabbeinu taught him. So the Pasuk is made clearly that he did everything Moshe Rabbeinu did. You think Yeshua, every second that he spoke, he said, it was self-understood. Everything that he's saying is coming from Moshe Rabbeinu. So what do you have, Tainus Abliyazah? He didn't say Bishmoy. Elo Yeshua Yoshua V'Dorish V'Yoydin HaKol Shat Yoshua Moshi. So Af Ato. Likewise, Eliezer Yoshua V'Dorish V'Kol Yoydin Shat Yoshua Shalchoi. They know he's your Talmud Mubik. Whatever he says is all coming from you. Zogdi Gomorrah, that was Mephias him. But Omalen, so Rabbi Yochanan told Rav Amir Rav Asi, who tried to advise him originally, unlike Rav Idi, who was successful, he told him, "Mipnei ma ein aten yodin ratzes kven Idi chaverenu." Rav Yankab Idi was advising me. Why didn't you try and attempt like he did? Zog di Gemara. Why was Rav Yochanan angry? Zog di Gemara. Rav Yochanan mai kulehai. What was this whole anger about? What was the akpada about? Zog di Gemara. The boy, the yemgun shmeitzim shmei. He wanted him to say, "Dvay Torah mishmoi." The Av David bikish oleh rachmim. David al-Menach was mevakish rachmim that you should say Torah b'shmoy shenemar. Ogur b'lech oylomim ech sebeseisa k'nofech osela. What does that mean? I'll live b'oylomim. How do you live forever? No one lives forever. V'chol also al-dayt shalovet sheyechai v'kaim loylomim. Elo kachom adovet l'fnei kodesh bochu. Hiboyne shaloylom es kashir dvorin emorin b'bat kriz v'bat midroshes. I should be zoich that my word should be said in b'bat kriz v'bat midroshes. How? By people saying over my Torah in my name. Zog d'mal shimim ben azira b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Omar. Kol tamet chochem, she'oimrim dvar alochem mipibo, elam hazeh, svosov, roich ha'shois, imoy bekever. His svosayim actually move and say over him. That's how he's like living in this, even in the next world. Either means the neshama, but al-kuponim, he has a kiyam in the Torah itself, in a continuation. She'nemar, v'chikech yein ha'toiv, ho'ilch l'doinim e'shogim, doivev sifsei yishaynim. So it's doivev sifsei yishaynim. We compare it like a good wine. A good wine, a flavor remains in your mouth even after you drink it. So we are doivev sifsei yishaynim. The Torah that said remains, and it continues being svosav doivos. Ma koimer, just like a utensil that you put anovim in when they're soaking. So shall anovim zekem shemniyachol the metzboy olav. You put your finger on it. Miyad doivev. It right away. It moves to the top. After the same tzaddikim, came shoymit v'alochim pirim shaladzikim v'sfeim, but chashach shos imam bekever, so meila demerachesh. Frek the Gemara, ma hano yesh loy, ma hano loy, what is the hano that this tzaddik has? Zog the Gemara, banazira omar, kahadin deshosi kunditin, like someone who drinks kunditin, which is a special wine, that remains, a flavor remains with him, and they have that hano also. Reb Yitzchak omar, kahadin deshosi chameatik, or an old wine, that's the flavor that remains. Avgav the shosile, time of a puma, it remains in his mouth. Zogt Gemara weiter, Rav Gidl Omar, ha'oime shmur b'shem oimro, yire bala shmur ki lo'oimed l'negdoi. When you say something over b'shem oimro, you should imagine that the bala shmur is standing in front of you. So you'll be medactic in what he said. Someone's standing in front of you in real life, so then you're not going to say over in his name in front of him and not be medactic. So whenever you're saying over b'shem oimro, yire bala shmur l'fonov. Shenemar, as the Pesuk can tell him, Ach b'tzelem yisalach ish. So we dashen Ach b'tzelem yisalach ish, meaning the person, the ish is the person saying over the shmur, b'tzelem yidam, meaning Ach b'tzelem yisalach ish. So you have the tzelem in front of you, so Mela, it's as if you have the dmus of his Rebbe in front of him. Zog di Gemara, state the Pesuk in Mishle, Rav ksiv, Rav odom yikra ish chazdoi, ze shakol odom. Meaning, Rav Odom Yikra Ish Chazdoi. Most people, when they say a Shmur B'Shem Amroi, so Chesed is like the Torah is referred to Chesed. Rav Odom Yikra Ish Chazdoi. When they say Chesed, when they say Torah from other people, so they're not medactic exactly to say exactly as they said. However, Ish Emunim, V'Ish Emunim, Mi Yimtza, Zereb Ze'ira, and Ish Emunim, Mi Yimtza, meaning someone who's medactic, to be ma'amis the shmur as if the bala shmur is oimer lefonov, that is rabzira. That's like an isha munim. The omer rabzira. Litnein, lesnon trichin choshin the shmaitet rav sheshes. Rabzira said a gewaldige statement. He
He said you don't have to be mekabel and be choshed for the memris and the shmus of Rav Sheshes. We all know the Gemara says Rav Sheshes was a saginor. He was blind. So he was a saginor. So even when he learned by his rebbeim, he didn't see them in front of them, in front of him. So he lacked the v'hoye enecha goyisim arecha. So he can't be medactic when he said over a shmua, so leis chash l'shmaitz et Rav Sheshes. So the Gemara, why do gavra mefatcha? He's a person that's a sumah. He was a sumah. So he himself was a medactic when he quoted his own rebbeim, because he never saw them.
He was medactic.
He was not medactic. So that's it. Don't be choshesh for memories of Rav Sheshes. Because he was a medactic in his own memories that he said from his rebbeim, because he wasn't voya necha rois mechach, he was lacking that aspect.
Therefore, he couldn't be medactic.
Yeah, because if you see, just like we're saying over here, then you oyim a shmu mipiv, you have to have a kilu oyim the fun of. So in his lifetime, if he didn't see him, so he didn't lacking that whole aspect. So what are you saying over b'shem Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes wasn't medactic himself. Rav Ziri was able to say this. We can't say this, but this is what he said. Zog di gemara. Omalei Rav Ziri l'Rav Asi. Chakim Rebbe Levar Patya Da'at Oma Shmaitze Mishmei. Meaning, Rav Ziri told Rav Asi, who said over members from Bar Patya. Bar Patya was before Rav Asi's times. He asked him, Chakim Rebbe Levar Patya. Meaning, do you know, do you remember, do you recall Bar Patya that Oma Shmaitze Mishmei that you're saying over? He wasn't Michal, you never met him. How are you saying over Shmuz Mishmoi? Omalei, so Rav Asi told him back, Rabbi Yochanan Omra Mishmei, meaning Rabbi Yochanan said a name by Patya, and I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, so Melo, that's why I'm being medactic. I'm being soimach on Rabbi Yochanan, who taka was medactic. So similarly, Omra Mzir Rav Asi, Chakim Rebbe L'Rav, meaning, do you know Rav, that Omra Shmaitze Mishmei, you're saying members in his name? He wasn't in your lifetime, Michlal. Omalei, Rav Ade Ba'ave, Omra Mishmei, Rav Ade Ba'ave said a name of Rav, like we always find in Bavli, of Adi B'Shem Rav, so Mela, he was medactic and I heard from him. Zog Gemara, the last Gemara. Ein dor shal, she'ein boi leitzonim, k'doiroi, or b'doiroi shal David. David HaMelech's door, there were leitzonim in his door, and maho yeputzei hador oisin. What did they do b'derech leitzonis? Ho yeholchin etzach halonoisav shal David. They went to David HaMelech's windows, v'oimel, and they told him, David, David, emosa yibona beis hamikdosh, emosa beis Hashem neilech. Because they were trying to, so to speak, embarrass him. Because the Eibusha said clearly to David HaMelech that the Beis HaMikdash is not going to be built in his lifetime, will only be built by Shlomo HaMelech's son. So they said, when is Mashiach coming already? When is the Beis HaMikdash going to be built? Ben David, meaning Ben David, that's the pshat. Ben David. When is Ben David coming? You're being ma'ak of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Binyan Beis HaMikdash, we're talking about the Bais Rishon, but Pshat is you being ma'akev the whole Binyan.
This is not going to. Has to be ma'akev.
Because he's alive. Right. So he's basically telling him, we're waiting for you to die. So that was the Litzon Yador. And what did David HaMelech say? David Oimel, Afalpi, Shemiskavnim Lachiseini. Even though they're trying to pester me, they're trying to anger me. Yovoi Olai, Yovoi Olai is the Lashon Shvua. Im Loi Hoyisa Samech B'divreim, I'm happy, I'll be overjoyed. Even to be Nifta, why? In order that the Beis HaMikdash should be built. And that's a pshat in the Pesuk in Tehillim. Dichsiv, Samachti Ba'omrimli, Beis Hashem Neilech. Whole new taich. Samachti Ba'omrimli, David HaMelech says, I'm happy when they tell me Ba'omrimli, Beis Hashem Neilech. I also agree. I should talk to be nifter in order that the Beis HaMikdash should be built. Zog di Gemara. V'hoyo ki imolu yomecho, shteta Pesuk in Shmuel. So it says over here that the Eibusha told David HaMelech, now after his ganze melucha, the Eibusha did not take away one day from his life, and he was memala hishonim, even though it meant at the expense of the Beis HaMikdash being built. Only ki imolu yomecho, then v'shachavtes avisecho. Omalei kodesh baruch hu leDavid. That yomim shleimim ani moin lecho v'lo yomim chaserim. I'm not deducting anything from your lifetime, even though the binyan beis hamikdash is totally in your being nifta. Only after yom elu yomecho, then the beis hamikdash will be built. Klum shleima bincha yibana beis hamikdash ela lahakiv karbonat tzibur. What's the whole purpose of shleima melech's binyan? In order to be makiv karbonat tzibur. Chovi v'lai tzedoku mishpo shata oisa yoisa min hakarbon shenemar. The Eibush is telling David HaMelech, you being done and doing tzedakah mishpat with people is more than karbonus.
So there's a few pshatim in the Mefarshim. What's pshat is more than kabonis? Either pshat is because kabonis is after the chet. You doing tzedakah and mishpat is preventing the chet. People have a feud, so you're preventing the chet taking place. You're being shalom between people. Or pshat is kabonis is only for shagogas. You're doing tzedakah and mishpat is for zodin too. You taking care of people and helping people and doing everything is more than kabonis. Nifchal Hashem izevach. Hanloch mitzafim shkolim. Tomorrow we'll start in Mitzvah the third parak.